Okay, I'll start with the Chris and Steve apologies. Apologies for reading and apologies for overlapping, but such as it is. So Chris has given us the initiation of Grace Community Church, which is now Grace Reformed Baptist Church. Let's take a look at the next chapter from our church. Again, as been mentioned, Ron was called November 18, 2004 by church vote and started preaching in January 2005. Pastor Kenneth McCowan continued to serve as preacher until Ron and the family moved to Maine from Massachusetts, and also preached any time that Ron was away. Pastor McCowan also served as our church pianist for all the times that he was part of Grace until the Sawtells came and Deanna took over. And now, much can be said for the sacrificial service of Pastor McCowan. He served as our week-to-week pulpit supply for the 4 years, 2000 to 2004, has been noted. Ron served as our pastor from 2004 until his going home in 2016. In God's providence, he brought Micah for a summer internship in 2010 and then back again in 2012 for a year-long internship before being called as a pastor in 2013 and has served faithfully at the church since then. That part of the story is going to be a little bit more in detail in a few minutes. The coming of Ron in 2004 really started a season for many of us, I feel like anyway, that we could relax a bit now that there was pastoral leadership. Over time, however, Ron saw the need to expand the leadership of the church and with his direction encouraged the church to establish a diaconate and add to the eldership. Having gone through biblical church leadership in a series at the very beginning of his ministry here for Ron, he prepared the church for our responsibility to call men into service. Tim Sawtell and I were ordained as deacons on June 12th of 2011, and then in time Micah was added to the eldership. Ron taught us much in his time as pastor at GRBC. Working through the 1689 confession, from 2008, and that was after Dr. Renahan came and led us in a one-week overview of the confession. I don't know if you remember that at the my office in Topsom. And taught through the confession, Ron did, till 2013. So 2008, 2013, Sunday School of the Confession. Micah was here for teaching some of the latter chapters of the confession, and there were a couple other guys that were thrown in to teach some chapters here and there. I remember very early on, probably in 2005 or 2006, Ron meeting with the men and their sons. We did that on Saturdays, and we had like a breakfast time over at the West Bath Grange. And we went through Triumph Over Temptation, a book by John Owen. That impacted me profoundly and really awakened me to what I would call the normal Christian life. There were also times that Ron taught on biblical hermeneutics in 2006-2007 at West Bath, and he also taught some on biblical Hebrew in 2010 to try to help people develop skills outside of the pulpit ministry on the Sunday. In the regular worship of the church, Ron preached through the book of Jonah, 1 Timothy, Malachi, James, 1 Peter, 1 John, Ecclesiastes, Haggai, and part of Luke. And Micah can elaborate on the preaching that he's had since he's been at Grace as an intern and now as a pastor. God was gracious to us in the locations that he's given us to meet. As has been discussed already, it was providential that we found the West Bath Grange and as our first home. The Grange Master, Courtney Stover, could not have been more welcoming and helpful. He was also a blessing. It was also a blessing that in his final years he attended Grace when he could. West Bath was our home from 2000 to 2008, and I sincerely believe that we were as much or more of a blessing to the Grange at that location than it was to us. However, the vicissitudes of their status were unsettling to us, and it seemed that at any time the Grange might fold and we'd be left homeless. The opportunity arose for us to meet at the Topsom Grange in 2008, and we started meeting there around March. This was a larger space, a bit more central to the congregation, and seemed to be a pretty good fit. Mike Labby, the Grange Master, was easy to work with, and we were blessed to be in this location. However, over time, the issues with mold in the building proved a significant problem that the Grange couldn't mitigate. So in 2014, we made the move to our current location here at People Plus. We purchased land at the 34 Grover Lane in Brunswick, and with God willing, will be our next home. But Michael will talk a little bit more about that, too. GRBC, primarily through Ron, has had an impact on the Reformed Baptist movement in the United States and in other parts of the world. With the church's support, Ron went to Ireland in 2006 and 2009 to meet with and encourage the pastors that were being aided by Mission Ireland ministry, and that Grace, we supported that ministry for a number of years. Ron became aware of Reformed Baptist work that was going on in Zambia and the need for pastoral training, the assistance there. Through the request of the churches there in Zambia, and in coordination with the Reformed Baptist Church of Louisville, Ron taught in Zambia in January 2009, Old Testament history, July of 2009 on the Pentateuch, the summer of 2011, Biblical Hebrew, August 2012, Old Testament interpretation, and then finally in January of...
Wasn't planning on that.
January of 2016, he taught on the Pentateuch again, and that was his final trip. Grace became an ARCA member church in April of 2006, and Ron also had a large impact on the association, being voted on in the Administrative Council in 2008, and he served there until 2016, and he was also a trustee with the Institute of Reformed Baptist Studies from 2008 to 2016. And it's his fault that I'm where I'm at with that now, because he recruited me. He loved the association and worked extremely hard on his task there, especially serving on the theology committee, where they worked through the impassibility issue. But his passion was IRBS and the training of men for gospel ministry. Besides the faithful preaching and teaching and celebrating the ordinances of the church, there were also special events that were part of Grace during this time. As was mentioned, John Haney came to church conference in 2003. Steve Martin came in 2004. Some of the men and sons from the church went to Lakeshore, Mississippi in 2008 to help building after the hurricane was there. I don't know if you remember that, but as mentioned, Dr. Renahan taught the confession in 2008. There was a midweek Bible study that started in 2007 that continues now. Dr. Paul Jones from 10th Presbyterian in Philadelphia came up for two different music conferences for us, and that was a real blessing. So many things go on in the life of a church. God has been so faithful to us. This season, from the coming of Ron to Micah's coming, was a time that Grace Reformed Baptist Church went from being an idea, a hope, to a functioning body of believers. So many have come and gone and been part of our church over the years. Too many to mention. Some have gone for work reasons and other issues. We do remember those that have gone ahead of us to their heavenly home. Courtney Stover, who worshiped with us at times, though he was not a member. Faithful Pastor McCallan. Good old Jerry LaValle. And I know without Jerry, Dot would have never made it through her baptism. She was pretty scared of water. Thaden Farrington, such a trooper over his long illness, and our beloved pastor and friend Ron Baines. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, but let us lay hold of the God that has been faithful to us and press forward in Christ. Now Micah will continue the story.
Well, it's now my task to give you in brief the history that most of us are already pretty familiar with. Many of you have been here from the beginning, but almost all of us have been here in the last couple of years. I'll do this nonetheless. My introduction to this church really came in the summer of 2010. Hard to believe it was more than 8 years ago. I first first came here. I did a 9-week summer internship at the invitation of the church, and that summer I preached at least every other week. I taught some Sunday school classes. I did participate in the Hebrew class Pastor Baines was teaching. Pastor Baines and I met one-on-one regularly. I myself was able to meet one-on-one with most of the high school and college-age young men. I spoke at a youth gathering. I helped Thaden with his photography booth a couple of times. It was a very busy summer, but an immensely helpful summer, and for me, a really wonderful introduction to this church. As that internship neared its end, Pastor Baines told me that he was interested in having the church invite me back for a year-long internship after I graduated. And we remained in contact through the next year and a half or 2 years of my seminary training. But when I was in that final year of seminary, the church, of course, did once again vote to bring me out for a internship after I graduated. Heather and I moved in January of 2012 and began renting a house in Brunswick as Heather had gotten a job and she began working. I still had one more semester of school left, so I returned back to Southern California to finish my degree while I left Heather in January to brave her first New England winter alone. Thankfully, it was a mild winter that year. I remember we arrived, we stayed at the Minieri's house, and there was a fair bit of snow on the ground, but there was almost no more snowfall after that whole year, so that was good for her. Well, after my graduation, I finally was able to move permanently to Maine in June of 2012, and Pastor Baines and I immediately put together a preaching rotation that would keep us both preaching and teaching on a very regular basis. And because there were now two of us, we wanted to expand the teaching ministry of the church. We added some extra nights onto the Bible study. We soon after added the afternoon services, which have been held twice a month since then. At that time, we also stopped doing Sunday school, although we have a desire to go back to it in some measure, but that's when we really began doing the weekly prayer meetings. As that first year went on, Ron began to encourage the church to move forward with ordaining me. The council was held in January of 2013. They did recommend to the church that I be ordained, and that is what took place in February. And then in the months that followed that, the church considered to bring me on as a co-pastor. And after the approval of the congregation, I was installed here in April of that year, 2013. Frank has already mentioned the books that Ron preached through. I can add a little bit more to that. In the afternoon services, Ron and I together preached also through the book of Ephesians. And then we switched to a study of select Psalms, focusing especially on the Messianic Psalms. For myself, I was able to preach through Colossians, Amos, Jude, 1 Corinthians, the Ten Commandments, Titus, the attributes of God. I'm just about to finish up the series on the life of Abraham in the mornings. And I've also just started preaching through the Orthodox Catechism in the afternoon services. I will admit, some of those series have been better than others. I have wished numerous times that I could go back and undo that series on Amos. I don't think it went particularly well. Thankfully, the Lord is able to use even poor preaching for the good of the church. Our church grew and matured in still more ways over these years. We recognized Joe Minieri as a gifted brother in 2013. We have benefited from his preaching on numerous occasions since then. We have engaged in some various evangelistic efforts, including putting a short thought for the day on the radio twice a day for a year, setting up a booth at the Topsom Fair. This is the second mini-conference we've done since I've been here. The first was with Pastor Tom Lyon 3 years ago in 2015. Well, since the church first began, of course, we've been looking for a permanent home. Right? In June of 2015, after consideration of numerous other options throughout the years, we did finally buy 34 Grover Lane as land to build on someday. The fire department was kind enough to burn down that geodesic dome that had decorated the property, and since then we've been working with an architect trying to raise money to be able to build. It's been a daunting task in many ways, and there's still a long way to go, But we have seen generosity of God towards us time and again, haven't we? We continue to pray for the Lord's provision in this matter. In the meantime, we have continued renting properties. As Frank mentioned, as you are, of course, aware, we moved from the Topham Grange to People Plus. That was in January of 2014. 2016 proved to be a very difficult year for our church. In April, our dear pastor was diagnosed with a brain tumor. It was fairly advanced when it was found. Even with surgery, the outlook was not good. And it felt to me, and probably to you as well, as though he was torn away from us very quickly and suddenly. He moved to Texas less than a month after his diagnosis in order to be close with his family and to receive better medical care. It was only about 4 months later, at the end of August, that he passed into the presence of his Savior. Memorial service was held for him in Texas that September, and another service out here with our church in October. Much of that year was spent in helping the Baines family through their difficult time, and for us as a church to try to figure out what this meant for us as well. But I was and I remain so thankful to the Lord for the way that he brought us through that time, as dark and as difficult as it was. Well, since that point, really, I've continued on, of course, as the sole pastor. I've preached most of the Sundays and done most of the teaching here. We have pulled back a little bit on some of the Bible studies in order to lighten the load for me. But on the whole, we have been able to continue all of the things that we had been doing previously. As we finish up this history, I thought it would be worth just asking the question, what lies ahead for us? What is still to come for a Grace Reformed Baptist Church? Of course, only God really knows the answer to that. Right? Who knows what he will bring to us. But I can at least express what I hope lies ahead for us. And maybe this has value to you to hear your pastor think about what I'd like to see in the church. The most important thing is the continued preaching of the church, preaching of the truth of the Word of God, and engaging in corporate worship each and every week. That's the most important thing that I hope is in the future of our church. If we are able to continue to do just that, brothers and sisters, we will be doing well. We will be doing well. But if God is generous to us, perhaps there will be additional highlights in the future. Of course, on our mind right now is the potential building, as we apply for a grant that could enable us to build next year if we received it. That would be such an encouragement for many of us, and sure, especially perhaps even more for some of you than for myself, those of you who have been waiting and watching for this for so many years. It's also my prayer that in the next few years, the Lord will add both to the diaconate and the eldership within our church. I think our church would be really helped by additions in both of those areas. I would love for us to be able to engage in some more evangelistic work in the community. I'm always interested in suggestions as to what that might be and how we could go about doing that. In addition, I would like to see us, and I've tried to begin doing this over the last couple of years, but I'd like to see us develop some stronger connections with some of the other churches in our area, especially those that do lean towards a Reformed Baptist theology. And I've begun making some friendships with some of these pastors. And I think we have perhaps an opportunity to be of help to them and also to receive their help in return. But whatever the future might hold, these are things that I would like to see, but whatever the future might hold, we can be sure of this. The God who has been good to us in the past will surely be good to us in the future.